but flipping through his next. I ain't went broke yet. Let's go get another chance. Let's go get another chance. I can sleep when I'm dead and I can cry when I die. When I die. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Y'all already know what's going on, man. Y'all already know what it is. We back in the building, baby. Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast, man. It's your boy Outlaw Uop. I got my co-host in the building.
Hey, man, it's Rhetoric. We here.
Hey, man, what's happening? It's Joe.
You already know what it is, man. We back in the building, man. Season 2, Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast, man. If you've been here before, you know the routine. If you're new, you know what we need y'all to do, man. Like, follow, comment, subscribe, man. Check us out everywhere. TTNP, TTN Podcast, man. YouTube, shout out to y'all. Shout out to us, man. New visuals for y'all, man. I know y'all going to enjoy that. We got some smooth sounds, man. Who we got on there? Who we got on here today, Jody?
Man, it was the boy Flip said Zoe and got down Hondon to Don. Free him.
Free Hondon.
Song called Check Affection.
Check Affection, man. Y'all definitely gotta go check that shit out, man.
No, you didn't earn your stripes. No, you didn't pay your tithes. Look up in the sky. Hondon, I'm so fly. I can sleep when I'm dead and
free that boy Hondon, man.
What I put some O's on that guy. Never sipping on a jet.
Tell the people what it is one more time, man, so they know where to go get that shit out. Check that shit out, man.
Let's go get another jet.
Yeah, man, go get that shit everywhere. What's that? Spotify. Check that shit out. Apple Music. SoundCloud. All that. Go get that. For show, for show. Good vibes. And we back in the building, man. Season 2. We got new visuals, man. You know what I'm saying? We in this bitch, dog. It's a new day. It's a new wave. What the fuck are we finna talk about?
Got a lot of shit to go on, but first I gotta tell Jasmine Sullivan that
Jasmine Sullivan.
You know what I'm saying? I am available, you know, cause you know, I heard she out here paying rent. So
this nigga here can't gotta wait to be taken care of.
Just letting her know, man. I appreciate the women out here who's accommodating, man. Especially when they look like her.
Goddamn freeloading Freddy.
Can't wait. But nah, man, we got a lot of shit going on, man. We got Azalea Banks. You know, she out here cooking dead cats.
Yeah, that shit was sick.
You know, she out here just, you know, being the queen of clout that she is.
That shit was sick, man.
But we got some shit that's a little bit closer to home to start with, though. It's tough, man. I mean, 2019 was already bad for rappers. 2020 got worse. 2021 don't look like it's getting any better.
It's fucked up, man. This is a tough, rough start to the year. Of course, everybody's probably heard by now. YFN Lucci is wanted for murder, man.
It's crazy.
Something that happened in 2020. It's a fucked up year, man. On December 10th, they say, you know, police got called to a crime scene where they found one person shot in the head. Hours later, another person went to the police station, to a fire station with a gunshot wound. And they said that the incidents were connected. And upon a very thorough investigation.
They said they did everything to exhaust their
leads and everything, and it's led them to
this.
To YFN Lucci, man.
Shit suck, man.
I'm just like, damn. I don't know, man. It's gotta be fucked up to like be that dude with all that money, with that, you know, that personality.
He did drop the project we talked
persona
about.
Persona, he did. The Wish Me Well.
Mm-hmm. I think that was called.
What was it?
I can't remember the name of it. But I remember we did listen to it. He dropped the project.
That shit was hard. You know what I'm saying? And damn, it's fucked up, man. To go down on some shit like that. Something that definitely probably could have been avoided, man.
You really just hate to see it, man.
These charges are alleged. Mm-hmm. You know, nothing's been proven.
So hopefully, you know, he got a good... His label definitely... They got to get their best lawyers on it because
I don't know, man. I got to hear what the charges are, man. I, you know, people get charged with a lot of shit, and, you know, sometimes people make it out. You know, sometimes they don't. So we just have to hear, you know.
Hear his side. That's the biggest part. Hear his side.
What's being alleged, and, you know, is it factual? Can it be proven?
So this goes into an even more interesting topic. So Maryland, they just recently passed a law that lyrics.
Oh, shit. Hold on, man. We forgot about goddamn off-camera dub. Man.
We didn't introduce off-camera dub.
Off-camera
damn.
Dub, don't be fucking participating, man. Where you at, off-camera? Hey, man. Talk to the people.
Dub Don Dada, man. Forever up. Appreciate y'all having me, man.
Damn, man. This nigga here.
He just over there chilling off-camera. Ain't doing shit, so I mean.
Sucking on a sucker.
They say you are what you eat. But,
See, that's disrespect. That's disrespect. That's hate. That's hate. Random. Random hate.
My bad, man. I just be shooting strays, 2021,
man. I'm
bro.
Down at 30.
I'm just shooting strays, bro.
I can't do the random hate.
I apologize, brother. The strays just going to come. But, no, but it goes into this thing where Maryland's kind of made it to a law now where lyrics can be used in court.
It that's
can be
crazy.
Used, that can be held against you when, you know, they can put basically in the evidence file.
That's
they can
crazy.
Show that into the jury.
That's crazy.
If you ain't do nothing, you ain't got nothing to worry
it
about.
It ain't that simple, bro.
It ain't.
It's never that simple.
It ain't that simple.
It's easy to just say that, but it's never that simple.
Bro, I remember this shit I seen on Netflix, bro. It was a documentary about a dude that's this nigga biting his shit. You can hear this shit on the goddamn.
That's exactly what they want to hear.
But it was a documentary about a dude in L.A., who he was like a Hispanic dude that he was used to be in a gang, mm-hmm. had changed his life and shit, wasn't in the gang no more. One of the rival gang members gets killed and they come and lock him up for it. The dude didn't do it. He was at a fucking Dodgers game.
Mm-hmm.
And the niggas in court going through all this shit and he was about to get convicted. You know what I'm saying? Because they couldn't prove that it wasn't him.
Mm-hmm.
But the only way this motherfucker ended up not getting convicted was because that day he went to the Dodgers game, they was filming an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
He was in the episode?
And he was caught on one of the extra footage that they had for like a split second, bro.
That's
and
wild.
That's how they knew that he was at the game. And not. But had they not been filming that show that day, they looked on the security cameras from the stadium, they couldn't find this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
He was only there for a certain amount of time. They found him on an extra reel of footage from this show, like some shit that wasn't even used in the show, like just an extra.
That's wild how they was even to get that out there, though.
Because his lawyer, that's what happened when you have a good-ass fucking lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
His lawyer went through that extra step because the dude is like, bruh, I'm telling you, I did not do this
I was
shit.
Not there.
I was not
Could
there.
You imagine that, though, being
I'm
that lawyer?
I'm at the Dodgers game with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's where it found out he was at. But had they not been filming that show, that dude probably would have got convicted for that shit and been in jail for the rest of his life for some shit he didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So
it can happen, though.
There are instances where motherfuckers, you know, get charged and go to jail and do time for shit that they didn't do.
And then for you to kind of take, and that's what, this is why I feel like it's systemic, because this isn't going to be used for no other artist or no other genre but black artists. No one else is going to use the lyrics when these rock stars and these fucking country singers talk about, you know, killing their girlfriends and all that shit. They're songs about that. You know what I'm saying? Johnny Cash wrote a lot of songs about killing women. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just in there. So that's not going to be used for them, though. We know that. There's never going to be an instance where this comes up. It's only to attack black rappers. And that's why this shit, I really have a problem with it, because it's blatant and obvious. If it wasn't like, if it was really like something that was creative, because I even look at it like, if I'm an actor and you use shit that I've done on like my reel as evidence I did a crime because I just acted that so well, like that's not me. Just like when I'm on this track, I'm being an artist. So you can't try to say what is real and what isn't from just with my words, but you're gonna have to do a little bit more better detective work than that. We can't that just can't be what you're doing.
So what is what? Tell
that was
us
a bad example.
I mean, you can feel that way.
I mean, I would like to think of it as a better example, more maybe so like where I may be an affiliate of some people who did some things. I may rap about some things in my raps that, you know, may be similar to some things that maybe they might be accused of, but that doesn't mean I'm talking about them. And now y'all gonna try to use my music to say that when I made this song, I was talking about this in this instance and that situation, and I don't think that's right.
But you're also just saying to the fact of We're you're trying to hold our art to a different standard that we would hold any other art to. And that's my main example when like I say
If there's an artist who paints pictures
of people getting murdered, and you're going to say he's
a
murderer?
And then people get murdered and they say, oh, well, it was similar to his painting. He did it. And now they're going to use his paintings as examples of how he committed these murders because of the familiarities. But this nigga may not have committed those murders.
And so that's why, and like I said, for the music business, it's getting really dark.
That's some Criminal Minds ass episode shit y'all niggas talking about.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it too.
That's like some far off ass shit. Like you just,
I think it's pretty far fetched.
I think it's pretty far fetched.
I understand what y'all are saying.
So y'all don't believe we should protect the art?
That's my purpose.
I think that if you are killing people and then you go in and rapping about it, you deserve to be convicted. And if that shit can be used as evidence, killing people ain't cool. If you're rapping about it, that shit is not cool.
I don't think it's cool to rap about it.
If you're rapping about it and you really did that shit, or you really did some shit and your raps is connecting you to it, you should be tried and convicted. Like, that's just how
that
goes.
You shouldn't kill people. You saying that most of these rappers who rapping about killing people really are killing people.
No, most of them capping.
But if they are,
you got to be, you can't go around killing people. You can't do that. If you aren't just capping in your rap, then that's cool too. You know what I'm saying? You just rapping about killing people, you ain't really doing it.
So you think
there won't be any evidence connecting you to a murder. But if there's evidence connecting you to a murder and then you go and rap about
it. What about my example, what I'm telling you, where it's like
I'm affiliated with people that kill people.
You're not rapping about them though. You just rapping. You just telling
stories. If I'm not rapping about them, then it won't be relevant.
But the lyrics, if you look at the lyrics from the case in Maryland, he didn't say no names. He just said, oh, if a nigga out here snitching, he gonna basically hit him. That's basically what the crux
is. And a nigga that snitched got hit. Did he hit him? Did he kill the nigga?
Allegedly. Some
niggas deserve to be locked up. We got prisons for a reason.
You can't be out here killing people. You gotta do better than a fucking lyric in a song, bro.
You gotta do better than rapping about it. You made it easy for him, jackass.
But nigga, that shit not. Come on. Okay, let's listen to the song. You did it. It's done. Like, that's just added to that.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's not. You are getting convicted off of this evidence alone.
But I just gave an example before the show of a well-known rapper we all know who made a song about a guy killing people who was killing people. And if they could have used his lyrics in court like they tried to do, this well-known rapper who we all like would not be out of jail right now. He would have gotten the death penalty. That's what they was trying to give him, the death penalty.
But he had no business doing that,
though. Yeah. I didn't say he did.
So what I'm saying is, you're trying to say because he rapped about it,
he shouldn't be convicted?
No, what I'm saying is I don't believe that you should take the music and use that against people.
Because you like listening to it.
No, you should take art because it's art.
You like listening to it.
I would defend that for any artist.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't want niggas to stop rapping about murder because you don't
want
to be scared of that.
I don't want niggas to say, damn, I can't say this in a song or I can't do this.
You're not supposed to say it.
But nigga, we just said that a lot of these niggas saying it is not even doing it. We just said that they're wrong too, but they ain't gonna get tried on it. They didn't do nothing. Never connected them to a murder. This is what I'm saying.
I just gave you an example, and this is me. This is my response. If you are connected to a murder and you rap about it, you a damn fool. And if you really out here killing people, you deserve to be in jail. I don't give a fuck about who you are.
But
if I like your music, I like your song. I don't give a shit.
Listen.
You keep saying that these niggas are rapping about that murder. I'm telling you they're not. What if they're not?
If they're just rapping about murder and they're connected to a murder,
all these niggas rap
and they're suspected of murdering, they're a damn fool.
I didn't say they were suspected. They know there are.
This is what it says.
They're entourage.
This is what they said. The lyrics right here. This is what the judge said.
You can't be connected to murderers and rapping about murder and expecting not to get tried and convicted for the crimes that you're committing. Come on now.
We're not talking about that, though. We're talking about you're using it as allegations. But this is what she said.
This is what the judge said. It could be rapping about anything.
This is what the judge said. She says, this does little more than portray a defendant to be a person with a base for violent tendencies who is capable of indiscriminate violent criminal acts. So essentially, she's saying that they're not even, essentially, these lyrics aren't even shown as, oh, you did X, Y, and Z, but it's saying that you are prone for X, Y, and Z. So now you're saying because of this. The ideal that I am rapping about, the person that I'm creating, of this. The character that is my persona, you're trying to say is affiliated directly to me. When this is a rap artist.
So basically what they're saying is all these niggas who rap about the shit they don't do, you're capable of doing that, so we think you do that, even though you don't do that.
So stop capping in your rap.
Exactly.
That's what these niggas are saying. Why are you lying
in your rap? Saying, stop capping in your rap.
Do y'all say that to comedians that lie in their jokes?
A lot of comedians make up jokes. A lot of artists make up a lot of shit.
Comedians that lie in their jokes aren't that funny.
There's a lot of comedians who make up stories, and they're just funny stories that they make up.
A lot of people make
somebody's truth. Is somebody the funniest shit? It's the shit that's relatable. Somebody's truth.
But they're doing the same thing. They're taking their little truth.
You need that truth. I have to be able to relate to that truth.
I'm saying that might not be my fucking truth, but I'm just saying about it. And that's what a lot of rappers do.
And you won't get convicted for that.
The game straight up said he.
You won't get convicted for that.
If you're involved in something, they can use your lyrics in this state to say this. Oh, this kind of person he is.
Yes, that's what
they're essentially they're saying.
So we telling you, if you rapping about somebody else's life, which is what the game said he was doing, now they're basically saying, nigga, no, you're not rapping about somebody else. That's you.
That's exactly what we're trying to... The main crux of what we're saying is that it's not indicative of one's
and
character.
And if the only thing they have that says that that's you is the song, you won't be convicted of that. That's what
you
I'm saying. If you bring in character witnesses that say, oh, no, he's just rapping, he's not really like
if
that.
If we have a lot of circumstantial
this kind of dude,
evidence, though...
He does these types of things. See, circumstantial, and I'm talking about contextual evidence.
I'm saying, they can convict you off circumstantial evidence.
They can,
and then if they
but
have
it's not likely.
Dog,
come on, man.
What do you mean likely? There's a lot of niggas who get convicted off.
There's a lot of niggas that just get convicted.
Where they don't have a murder weapon, they don't have nothing, and they go and they go.
What we're talking about,
man, what we're saying is there's a lot of niggas
you're speculating on.
What I'm saying is opening up a Pandora's box. You just said a lot of niggas get convicted for a lot of different reasons. Now they adding another reason to convict your ass. And that's what my problem is.
And it's disrespecting the art because it's just art at the end of the day. And that's the main thing. That's the main thing my point is. And anything else is that it's art.
Niggas
bro. That's
don't
not
question
addictive.
A nigga character if they paint some crazy shit. Then it's just art. It's just art. You know what I'm saying? Now this nigga, you know what I'm saying? Now
depends on where you paint. If you paint it in the privacy of your home, that's different. You go out and do graffiti, that's a charge.
But graffiti is damaging public property.
Hey,
we're saying
man,
if you sit out there
talking
just on
about
the
it's art. It's
no,
art.
No, but this is no. The same thing would be essentially if you went out and just did a public painting.
You go out here and you rap about murder, then you're damaging your public. You're damaging the public's opinion of you.
No, that's not. What
you're doing.
You're
yes, you are.
No,
yes,
you're
you are.
Damaging the public opinion.
Bro,
it's
a lot of
art.
People who relate to that. There's a lot of just like you said,
a lot of murderers. A lot of murderers.
There's a lot of people who just are entertained. It's just like when you say so. If you go see action movies and murder movies and gangster movies, are you trying to say you're a bad person?
What I'm saying
is, if you like violent movies, does that make you violent?
We're talking about an entire persona.
Is Tom Cruise a violent person because he just makes tons of action movies?
The difference between creating a character in a movie where we see these people play different characters and we know that these things are all fictional in comparison to somebody lying about who they are. And trying to portray
a character.
No, they're not creating a character.
They're in a business.
They are creating a perception.
No,
they're
creating
a perception
of
themselves.
But niggas, a lot of these niggas used to tell you, like, man, that's just
this is
how
rap.
I'm just doing this.
This is rap.
Like,
and if you're just rapping, if it's just entertainment for you, you won't be connected to murders.
That's not necessarily the case.
If you just a lame man rapper who ain't really rapping, you ain't really living the shit they rapping about. You just rapping about that shit. You won't be connected to criminal activity because you ain't no criminal. That ain't true. You just rap about it. That ain't true. So when they bring that shit up in court, all they gonna have is the song. That's it.
Really,
in comparison to another nigga who's really out here doing that shit. And when they bring the song up, that's just added evidence to the shit they already got. It's not like you're getting convicted off of this shit alone.
Stop yelling. First of
all, that's the difference.
Stop yelling. First of all,
I like the energy.
Second of all, that's what we're talking about with this shit. This shit is saying that this shit is valid enough, basically, to convict a nigga. This shit is admissible.
If you have circumstantial evidence, and then you have this song, that's what they're essentially. That could be swaying you from having no time in jail to 25, essentially. And that's the issue. That should not be used.
You know, that's an extreme. That's an extreme is what I'm saying. It's a speculative extreme. It's a podcast. You want to pick a different end of the spectrum, that's cool. That shit you're talking about is extreme.
Yeah, extremes happen.
Of course.
How often, though?
We ain't seen it happen yet. We haven't seen it happen yet.
This is a lot of just exactly. Got so when and when it's that, only in one.
But see,
when that extreme comes about, what state is it in?
But listen, though. Listen. Maryland. So now we're looking at it as this, though. You're starting at it just murder. But now, what if they're trying to say, if you're writing a song about revolution or changing?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Now we can go into that. It's not just about murder.
You know what I'm saying? You keep going
about anything. Now they're going to say, oh, yeah,
they're trying to do an uprising for a government.
Especially after what the fuck just happened at the Capitol.
Like, you're looking at it from one small
thing. They can't get it from black songs, then they won't be getting it from rap songs, and that'd be your argument.
What you mean, bro?
What do you mean there's a whole bunch of black songs about that?
Nigga. Yes, a lot. But I mean, they might damn near say Kendrick Lamar, motherfucking.
Like, that's the real issue, slippery slope, they might say J. Cole, a motherfucker.
Nigga, they gonna say Killer Mike.
And that's a valuable nigga to us. You feel me? You got to stop thinking about, you just talk about murder, which is an extreme. Yeah. I'm talking about, and I said that earlier, this shit is bigger than that. You can rap about anything.
But hold on, it also goes to show that this
rap is persona of you.
They might. They haven't done that.
But I'm saying, it also shows.
It just passed, nigga. You can't.
That's a slippery slope. That's what we're trying to say. And it even shows up to what you even think about rappers when we just, the first thing you go to is the fact that we harking on is the murder. And we're trying to say, bro, it's a bigger thing going on than just a nigga killing somebody.
Automatically perpetuate. No, I mean, I understand.
That's where it started
about.
At because that's where it was about. Right. It started with murder. So, but I'm saying, but we have to think about that when they'll do extremes, like you're saying, they'll go to extremes to make these laws so then they can break up different little aspects that are actually positive in our community. And that's why you have to be aware of that kind of shit. That's what even goes to the censorship of Donald Trump. When you have to go to, okay, it's cool that they banned Donald Trump. But what happens when they ban your nigga?
Exactly.
The nigga you believe is saying the right
nigga
shit.
Ain't right.
And how do you feel about that then?
Now you're going to be pissed off. Now it's no more freedom of speech. Now niggas can't say what the fuck they want to say no more. Yeah, a lot of niggas say a lot of bullshit. That's been happening forever. It's been forever where motherfuckers got on TV, got in front of a lot of people and told lies. Nigga, that shit always happens. That's something that cannot be stopped. Nigga, what happens is motherfuckers gotta know what the fuck they being told.
And whose lies are more
important. Listen and realize, nigga, is this shit the truth or is this bullshit? And go home and think about it and make the best decision you can fucking make. But by trying to silence a nigga, that means now they can silence anybody. And that's not what the fuck you want.
People really have to do their homework and understand what the First Amendment means.
No, I understand what the First Amendment. The First Amendment, if you're talking about Twitter not allowing people to be banned, that's not the First Amendment.
I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about, nigga, they blacklisted this nigga from everything.
Yeah,
what the First Amendment means. The First Amendment is not just, I can walk around government. Saying whatever the fuck I want to say, doing whatever the fuck I want to do. That's not what that means. Freedom of speech is not what a lot of people take.
It just means that the government can't stop it.
The way you have the opportunity to voice your opinion or whatever, but you cannot go misleading people.
The government can't stop you from voicing your opinion.
And Twitter is not the government. You know what I'm saying? So Twitter can do that.
Yeah.
But
Twitter then draws a line in the sand. So now you're trying to say, okay, now, so this is what this is, and now you have to go about with them things that are close to the same. Is this inspiring hate? Is this not inspiring? Like, now you have to dive deep into that, and when you start drawing lines, that means you start cutting tethers. That means there's people on one part of it that's kind of like these people on the other side, though. You know what I'm saying? Because they're in the same vicinity, but you just cut it.
But if they censor their platform, that's their right.
They have that right, too.
That's their platform. They can censor their platform.
Oh, I'm not saying they don't have that. I'm just saying now, as a consumer of the platform, you have to now go back and forth. And the other problem is, too, that they already have a lot amount of your data and things of that nature that you can't necessarily get back from them, which is kind of a big deal when I can't leave you, really. Like, I can not
I can
use
stop
you,
using you, but you still I know everything about, fucking about me.
Or know a good deal of what I are connected to, even if I delete the app and all that other shit. A whole bunch of crazy shit in that, you know what I'm saying, bylaws and terms and conditions.
That's the agreement you signed.
That's true.
I didn't trick you.
You're right.
You download that.
Well, technically, it is a trick, but, everybody's they allow it to be done.
The shit is just crazy.
When you make something 30 pages that can only be 5, and you just fill it up with wordage and all that other shit, it's a con. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's wrong with the music industry and other shit too, because they do the same thing with that. So
they do the same thing with everything.
They put these long ass fat contracts,
car insurance policies, all that shit.
They'll fuck you up. So, but let's get into Azalea Banks, man. Mama cooking cats.
She's a dad.
Did y'all see the video?
Nasty bitch, man.
I watched the whole thing, man. I shouldn't have watched it when I was watching
it. I didn't see
it.
Nothing past her stirring up the... It looked like mud.
Nah, I seen her. I seen the little skull. Yeah, I seen that come up.
The skull pop up. But that didn't look like a cat's skull. But I don't know.
I've only seen part of a cat's jaw. I've never seen like a whole cat's skull.
She dug up a dead... Tell us people what she did.
She dug up her dead cat from in her yard.
Mm.
She then did some voodoo shit and cooked it up. And I believe she consumed it. Could you imagine... Could you imagine going to somebody's house and they served you that?
I would never... Yeah, that's why you always ask what the fuck a nigga cooking. You can't eat everybody cooking.
I just couldn't imagine what that would smell like, though.
That shit had to smell horrible.
Because it had to be worse than chitlins.
It was a decaying cat.
Yeah.
And then she just, like, threw that bitch in a pot of boiled water.
And some other, like, shit she put in there, but...
Like, how the fuck do you season that?
Granted, she did have the cat in something, so I guess it wasn't all the way mixed up in the dirt.
Nah, that shit is nasty, bro. It was a black...
So she said that shit was a cat?
Yeah, she showed her digging it up.
Like, that shit, like, you see her digging up. You see the cat in the little bag, and I don't want to, bro. That shit was gross.
I didn't see all that.
It's all for clout, man.
Man, that's the queen of clout. That's what I had. She's been doing this shit, kind of shit like this for years, bro.
Then she had all the dead chickens in her room.
Yeah, she had
a
dead.
Back.
She said
that shit looked like a slaughterhouse in there. That shit was sad. That shit was gross, man.
Like she's just a wild
like
girl.
Dead chickens all over her fucking floor. There's blood everywhere, all over the wall. Like I don't know what kind of little rituals and shit this bitch be doing.
Bro, she's been doing this, and it's
do you
sad.
Think she's attractive? All the crazy shit aside, do you think
no,
she's attractive?
No, she's not.
Nah, I take that back. She was just right. Looking okay one time.
Nah, she's
not. Seen her.
She got them titties done.
Bro,
she
we just right. Had a whole little thing about her, bro. She's not fine. She's not bad.
Yeah,
she's horrible.
Other, I didn't say she's bad, but
Wait. Why?
She's not attractive.
You can't say horrible. You can't just sit here and say horrible.
She's not attractive, bro.
You're not attracted to her?
No.
She all
right. Jody ain't attracted to her either?
No.
She all right. She all right. And especially if she got them titties done. She all right.
We're putting the crazy shit to the side.
Yeah,
now.
Crazy
strictly
shit
physical.
To the side. Yeah.
Strictly physical.
I can't put that to the side.
Me neither.
I can't.
Strictly
physical.
Put strictly physical.
Strictly
physical. She's not that. She don't got no
she
ass.
Didn't have
she
to
don't
speak.
Got no hips.
That's all you
she
care
She don't anorexic ass.
You don't care what the bitch look like. Long as she
her
got
face
ass.
Ain't cute.
She cute to me.
She not cute.
She just
bro.
Ain't bad.
Her teeth. I don't like her teeth.
She got her teeth fixed.
She was fat shaming Megan.
Fat shaming Megan. Bitch had the nerve.
Yeah,
she was going
this
off
bitch
on her
anorexic.
Ass.
That's why. She's anorexic. Look at her.
No, she's just mad because she's mad
big,
because
fake ass titties.
She's upset because she feels like her kind of dark skinned girl doesn't get the
her
love.
Kind of dark skinned girl,
she's
like the
dark,
fucking
she
witch
brown.
One.
Well, brown skin. She doesn't know the skinny kind
that's
of girl.
What I'm saying.
Well, she
you,
feel...
you got a strictly physical this thing, man.
No, I'm
you
just
keep
talking
trying
about
bringing the
I'm
bro,
just talking
how can
about
you strictly
her
physical. This bitch is a fucking. This bitch cooked a dead cat.
We gotta stop calling her a bitch.
Man, that bitch from Halloween time.
That bitch from Halloween
that
time.
Bitch
this
Halloween
bitch is with the
time,
hocus
man.
Pocus, man. I'm not fucking with it.
What's that shit called? Like a
Twitches,
Bruna?
Man.
That shit wild.
She cooked a dead cat, bro.
She was doing some mysticism, man.
She said she fucked Dave Chappelle.
He didn't deny it.
That was random.
She's been, like I said, she does shit for clout. I mean, that just goes back to the clout shit. Well, I mean,
that just popped in my head.
That just goes back to, that goes back to the clout
I'm
shit,
I'm just
too.
Thinking about
she
her.
She does
like,
shit for clout.
But, I mean, she don't really got no nobody give a... She just be doing
her music isn't bad,
like
though. That's the thing,
Dub,
though.
you think Azalea Banks is attractive?
No, I don't. That's not at all. Bitch had the nerve to fat shame Megan.
And then you go call her a bitch and tell us
yeah.
To stop calling her a bitch.
I'm just saying, yeah, man, y'all got a reputation to uphold.
I mean, we've been pretty good.
Y'all on camera.
Yeah, man, we got shit to handle soon, so.
Yeah, they could put your face. Yeah, they could put a face with the voice.
I don't know. I don't care about. I'm not a.
This guy.
I don't know.
Azalea Banks, bitch.
Yeah, I won't be the first one.
Definitely.
Fucking line me up. I'll take a number.
I just go. As long as she's not, like, last year she was doing, like, the whole, she was thinking about killing herself. As long as she's staying away from that.
Yeah, I mean, don't hurt yourself, lady.
Just
take it easy.
Maybe some of these other girls who trying to get popping need to take some notes, bro. OG shit, bro. OG
I mean,
clout chaser.
Where is she popping at, though?
No, I don't know.
She, I mean, she got a little following overseas.
She chasing the clout, eating cats. If bitch is eating cats online, you're not popping. You're trying to pop again.
No, eating cats
no,
that have been
was,
dead. That's
she
been
ain't
dead.
Even trying, that's what she does. She
yeah,
was going to do that regardless.
This is the clout. This is
That's per usual. That ain't really clout because she don't nobody, ain't nobody.
Well, I mean, people talking about her, that's why.
Because she's cooking cats and fucking collard green pies.
Yeah, she look. That's what she's looking for, though. She's looking for people to say, oh, look at Azalea cooking collard greens with her fucking
cat. Fuck
the
music, fuck the music.
With her cat corpse, nigga. This cat has been dead. You got to remember that. Like, we got to put that in there. This cat was dead for several weeks, and she buried it and dug it up out the ground and then cooked it. Like, this ain't no cat that just died yesterday type shit.
Yeah, them dead felines.
Nigga, this shit been dead. This shit has started to decay.
It's molded.
It's fucking...
shit dead on fucking, the inside, just nothing.
Yeah, it's like maggots and shit in this shit, bitch, and you just cooked it. That's nasty. That's unsanitary.
Y'all ever heard about chicks, like, putting their period blood in food so that you'll fall in love with them?
Yeah, that shit'll fuck you up.
Sound like you done had a rumble in the stomach.
Nah, your mama ain't never told you don't eat no girl red sauce.
Spaghetti? Yeah, I've always
red
made the spaghetti.
Sauce, always
I don't
red
eat spaghetti
sauce.
Anyway.
It don't matter if it's spaghetti, lasagna,
marinara,
fish, chicken parm. It don't matter.
Taco Tuesday.
None of that red
shit.
Sauce from a bitch. Never. Unless you know.
He's already scoping it out.
Yeah, you trust it or something.
That's gross if a chick put her period blood in your food.
That's the clothesline. I guess.
The clothesline.
If you found
from
out,
hell,
what would that conversation be like?
Clothesline from hell.
Damn. No conversation.
Yeah. Clotheslineer.
I don't support domestic violence.
The authorities would have been called, though. I would have called the authorities, and then me and her would have been talking, and then we hit the knock on the door. I'm like, I think that's for you.
Yeah,
like,
so
you're going to call a police order for food poisoning?
No, that's assault.
Assault?
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to hit her, and I don't think I'm going to tattle on her either.
Tattle?
But, you know.
But she tried to put you.
He gonna ask for another plate.
Oh yeah, he gonna ask for another bowl of it.
Like, man, I knew that shit had a little extra.
He said, "Can I just get that raw next time?
You got some garlic bread?
Can I get some virgin
blood
next time?
Can't wait to see what you put on that.
They got little crackers with it on there.
That's what I'm disgusting. Saying. I knew about it though. Y'all wouldn't even know.
I knew about that shit. We all knew about it. You just the only one who's been a victim.
That shit in the elementary.
That shit's just nasty shit though, Dub. You can't be asking for another plate of blood, bro.
Man,
you gotta relax on that,
my
dog.
Boy goes
you got
straight
the wrong
to
guy.
The source, man. He
hope
don't
so.
Need a plate.
Wrong guy.
You said, give me a hefty plate of the old blood.
Wrong guy.
Nigga eat placenta, but
motherfuckers do that.
Yeah, I heard
I
about
ain't
that.
Say you're supposed to, but
you can.
I'm straight
can.
On that.
But you ain't just supposed to be coming across this shit. You know, on the daily.
They can't bring your money
around. Ain't going to the club. Hey, you want some placenta from the stove, nigga?
Got that shit in the Tupperware.
Nah.
That's crazy if a nigga got placenta
on
the
tub.
You
froze that shit to save it?
If you got that ordering placenta, you a dirty nigga. You a nasty dude.
Oh, yeah.
You're a fucking...
You on the black market.
Got that Brazilian placenta.
I need to watch out. You might take a nigga kidney or liver or some shit.
Hey, your shit looking like Frank Gallagher.
Y'all boys ever had liver?
Once. It wasn't for me, though.
Y'all ever had fish eyes?
Nah.
I had a whole fish, but I didn't eat
I had
die.
Frog legs. They wasn't bad.
Frog legs are good.
Frog legs, all right.
But yeah, I talked about this on the show before. The worst shit I ever had was Vegemite.
What's that?
Vegemite's an Australian thing.
What is it?
It's like, oh, man, it's hard. It's basically like a...
Koala, nigga?
It's like a nasty chocolate.
You can eat that.
It's like a nasty Nutella.
Oh.
Kind of like a grapey jam Nutella.
You saying this is the nastiest thing you ate?
Yeah, nastiest thing, Vegemite.
Oh, you just didn't like the taste, but it wasn't nothing. It wasn't a nasty thing.
It was a nasty. No, it wasn't. It was. I don't know exactly what it's made of being nasty, ate. But yeah, something that people on a regular down there is gross.
No, we talking about like nasty shit that people don't eat.
Oh, no, I can't say that.
Like a dead.
You mean
cat.
like you ever heard like people eating the chocolate covered bugs or grasshoppers or some shit like that?
Yeah. Grasshoppers or grasshoppers.
Ain't that like some Mexican shit or some shit like that?
I think it's a
some
South Korean. American thing.
Yeah, I think it's South American. But no, that's another thing.
They eat all them fucking insects with candy and chocolate down there.
You go to them China fucking markets, bro. Them shits will have everything for you right there, bro. Yes. Just hanging too.
Yeah, they fuck with it all.
They put in a little baggie for you, be straight.
Everything fresh over there, too.
Get you a little air fryer.
This shit fresh in Europe, too, though, man.
Air fry the bat.
In China, everything fresh, bro. That shit was killed the day before type shit. Like
salted and all that shit, like back in the old days.
They don't even... Yeah, they put... preserve it, but that's it. They ain't no injecting that shit. If you don't buy it today, they throw that shit away.
Eat that shit.
Yeah, the people who selling it, they'll take what they want. Yeah.
But yeah, man, I think we covered it all for, you know, starting of the season 2, 2021. Season 2, man. We got a lot more shit going on. We got to talk about Tyrese too. I think we talked about him, did we?
What did Tyrese do?
I'm tired of Tyrese, man.
He was out there messing with Mary J. Blige, man.
I saw that shit. Auntie Monet wasn't having that shit.
Yeah, she was trying to get a little touchy feely on the queen.
This nigga said Auntie Monet.
Auntie Monet wasn't having that shit. Nigga.
Yeah, she know he hurting right now. So he just trying to feel some love, Auntie. That's all.
No, hey, I ain't gonna lie to Mary J.
She right.
Yeah.
For a 50-year-old, yeah.
Mary J, right.
She got a lot of her. She got half her money taken from her husband, but she's still right.
She getting that power check now. Yeah. She don't give a damn.
None of that shit got to get split with him.
She getting all that shit.
He got a bag from her ass, too. Because he was her manager, too.
Hey, man, you know how the game goes.
It go bad.
Damn.
I need to manage me a bitch like Mary J.
And they ain't going for it now.
I'm just saying, most of them niggas come out, bro. Because the nigga Wendy Williams' husband, he came out strong. So, I mean, hey.
Yeah, he deserved it, though. He was married to Wendy Williams.
Damn, that's fucked up. Who looked better?
Azalea Banks or Wendy Williams?
Azalea Banks.
Okay.
What you say, Wapo?
Yeah, Azalea Banks, unfortunately.
That was terrible.
I just said, Wendy was horrible. But Azalea gonna look like Wendy in 10 years.
She get another boob job.
They shape the same. They shape the same. Hey, we appreciate y'all tuning in, everybody. You know, season 2, Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast. Just remember, man, if you're rapping out here, man, be careful what you say, especially if you're in Maryland. They might try to fuck you over, say you anything, man. Sooner or later, you ain't gonna be able to say nothing. These niggas don't see that shit coming, man. I do.
They gonna next
gonna be podcast. That's what I'm saying. Next thing they gonna say anything we say all here, we do it.
Do your research on freedom of speech, man. Do your research on the First Amendment and understand what it really means.
All I'm saying is, man, it's too many ways to lock niggas up, and we damn sure don't need another excuse to paint niggas in the wrong light. You know. All my witch bitches out here, man. Shout out to my witch bitches. Do your thing. Azalea Banks, man, I don't think you represented for them well. You do your thing, I respect it. But don't dig up a dead cat and cook it like that's gross. Y'all agree?
I think we can all agree. I
think you took it too far.
To each his own.
I think you took it too far.
Your plate's a little different, so. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
You and Azalea at the same table.
Little appetite.
Bloody and muddy. Hey, man, we appreciate everybody fucking with us, though, man. I think it's the new year, 2021, man. So we probably got almost 6 years left now. Make sure y'all save the earth. Take care of yourself. Take care of others. Shout out Forever Up. Shout out Prestigious Pedigree. Free Hondon. We out, baby. The word is my crown and I swear it's so fitting. Perfectly, I worship me. Premeditated destiny to the first degree. I was born to be hunting. I was born to be smoking on celery. I was born to be singing these melodies. Stack it, triple it. Pot is good with the triple beam. I'm a money machine. Get it spinning, get it right back. Money drug, why I always relapse? Money drug, why I need me a sack? Goddamn, huh? Don, you say spit it crack. No sleeping on me, ain't no double G bars. My vision, I'ma go very far. Excuse my ego, yeah, my shit very large. I'm trying my best to be humble, but no, I won't crumble. What's that what you mumble? What's that what you say? Yo, say to my face, yo, I wait on that day. Yes, I wait on that day, cause you ain't about that life. No, you didn't earn your stripes. No, you didn't pay your tithes. Look up in the sky, hunt down on so fly. I can sleep when I'm dead and I can cry when I die. Multiply what I got. I put some O's on that guy. Never sipping on a jet. Double flipping, then what's next? I ain't went, bro. Let's go get another check. I can sleep when I'm dead and I can cry when I die. Cry when I die. Flipping, I ain't went broke yet. Nope. Let's go get another check.